Hello, everyone. This is another episode of the MASTP podcast. And today we have an MASTP alumni, and her name is Manika Bajaj. Thank you so much, Manika, for joining us. And she's currently working as a project officer at the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, UNDP, which is in itself quite prestigious. And I also believe, Vanika, you were also in October 2020 the assistant manager with AFC India, which is Agriculture Finance Corporation.
Right.
Yes. So, Vanika, and obviously there goes a long list of all the things that you've done. So, Vanika, instead of me telling everything about you, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself?
Thank you so much, Kuki, for adding so many adjectives to my, and qualifiers to my introduction. I would start by saying a very warm hello to all my fellow MASTP colleagues who are presently pursuing MASTP. One of the education courses which has been very close to my heart and has helped me in shaping my professional life, I would say, to a great extent. So starting with a little bit of background, I come from a science background, unlike most of the people which I studied along with in the MASTP course. I am a civil engineer. I completed my engineering in 2014 and then I took a sabbatical for a while. I was working in my domain for a year. Post that, I took a sabbatical because I was preparing for civil services. That's when, I read a lot what was going around the challenges in the country as well as internationally while I was preparing for this All India prestigious exam. Well, they say that, failure teaches you a lot, and I have no shame in accepting that, I could not get through the exam, but it helped me a lot to carve my path to where I wanted to be. So after that, one of my friend suggested me about this course in MASTP. As Interior University about MASTP. So that's how, I got to know and I researched a little bit about what this course is about, what are the, different subjects this course offers during the tenure of 2 years. And I decided to take up this course. So this was the starting point of my journey, I would say, in development sector. Which is very different to what I had done in the past, because I, all through my initial years, I was working with numbers, science, and, but it was just out of my interest, which developed in the 2 years of my preparation to the IAS exams, that, I really wanted to pursue and I wanted to enter into this sector through some way. That time I was very naive and, I had no idea that where this would lead to eventually. But I thought that, let's give it a try. And then MASTP, I gave the exam and, luckily I got through the exam and that's how my journey started. Post that, in between, also the this when I was doing, when I had started MASTP, there was so much new, there was so much new information which was being recorded in my mind, and I was going through a lot of different subjects which I had, which I had no idea about initially. But then, and I was very confused as to, which direction I should take. A lot of things interested me. Gender was one of the subjects I was really interested to work on, and my first assignment in MASTP was also on marital rapes in India, so which came organically because I was very much interested in gender. And then, there was a lot of other subjects, a lot of other sectors I wanted to work eventually. I just went with the flow, and you know, so it was a great experience and a journey, I would say, all through the last two years I was there in MASTP. Then the major project came in, and then I worked with a couple of organizations in, I think as we progress further, I'll like to talk about each one of the milestones which I covered during STP and later. So yeah, that's about it. A little bit of my background.
That was very relatable as well. I could relate to a lot of things that you said. Obviously, we'll talk about them in the later aspect of the interview. But I wanted to know, what was that one thing? Obviously, you did gain a lot of interest, as you just mentioned, while you were preparing. But why only Terry or MASTP? When you were looking for subjects?
I would like to answer the second part of the question first, that why MASTP? I think that this course, while I was also researching about it, and I spoke to a couple of, alumni here. So it is a very uniquely placed course that, you know, it prepares you for the development world, by not restricting you to one particular sector. That, you know, I coming from a science background, I wasn't very sure that, you know, climate change is the thing for me, or I would want to work in gender, or I would want to work in, say, for example, agriculture research. You know, I want to be a research in a research. I want to pursue research in agriculture sector. So it gives you the flexibility to choose, to follow your passion. And even the faculty, you know, at this, you know, even the faculty at the the university is very supportive of the fact that, you know, what is that one thing you are aligned to, and you know, what is that one thing you want to pursue. Drive all your assignments, all your projects towards that one interest you develop in while you are at the, you know, campus. So, you know, I just thought that, you know, I want to explore, you know, a lot more about different subject areas and then choose. So, you know, I was going through other courses as well. You know, this had one another factor is that it has a course called Community Needs Assessment, where they give you, ground level exposure, you know, of what is going in the villages of India. So that is one thing I was very interested in. I was looking forward to it. I would say that is one deciding factor. I wanted to, you know, experience that. Second, as I told you that, you know, it is very unique. It gives you the flexibility to choose and pursue, and it doesn't restrict you to one sector. So yeah, I think these are the two reasons I wanted to go. That's the reason I chose MASTP. I hadn't for any other course. So I met a couple of people while I was at the, you know, we were all sitting together while we were waiting for an interview call, and people had applied for others as well in the Terry. But I was really interested in pursuing MASTP. So yeah, it was my first choice.
Great. Okay, so two questions that I had in mind was, first of all, if you could, any project or any research that you took up during your course, if you would want to share one experience that was maybe life altering for you, or you gained a lot of experience. And also, since we the current MASTP batch is already, we're going for the field work, as you just mentioned, the community needs assessment. How is your experience? So you can answer these separately also. I'm very interested to know, how was your experience back then?
Actually, answer to both the questions is same, that my life altering experience at MA in MASTP course, I would say, was the community needs assessment. It definitely was, personally as well as professionally, because the reason I chose to be here in this course was out of my passion and not out of, you know, a compulsion that, you know, I've completed my graduation and I have to do a master's course. So this was definitely, it's, if you guys are going, it's going to be altogether different 15 days or for whatever duration you guys are going, it's going to be an altogether different experience. Professionally, I would say, because whatever you've been, whatever your professors have been inculcating in you up till now, you will be able to actually see the practical implementation, or you can, you will be able to practically see that, you know, where you can later on in your life, where you can, you know, actually apply those theories or approaches or frameworks you've been dealing with in the classroom. Sitting in a classroom, it's very fancy to listen about what is going on in development, and you can definitely do a lot while you're sitting in office in a closed space. But while you're at the field, it's different. It's the only one word I could think was different. So when I went, I would like to share my experience. So for me, it was the first ever, you know, exposure, and you know, coming from a science background, that really, really helped me to understand. You know, so I went to Rajasthan with an organization called Foundation for Ecological Security, and we were assigned to villages, Baheda and Bhagwantpura in Ajmer. They were very remote villages, and you know, as Rajasthan is a caste-dominated society, so there were different nuances, there were different perspectives of girl-child education, child marriage, and also related to the livelihood, the simple, the complex, I would say, the caste dynamics, which played a role in almost every sphere of their lives, every sphere of their lives. So, you know, while I was on the field, one of the experiences I would like to share with you is that, you know, even before they asked our name, the villagers or the community, you know, which, where we were spending time with, before even they asked our names, they used to ask that, what is your caste? So, you know, that is the level of the dominance of caste in every sphere. So, you know, if you are there at the field, so that was very new for us. And, you know, I had heard a lot, I've read a lot while I was preparing, but to an extent that it prevails, you know, in the small, I would say, the nitty-gritties of the daily lives, it actually helped me understand more that, you know, how to look at. So, for example, if you know, I'm implementing a project. So now when I came in my professional life, I related community needs assessment to a great extent, because I was working for an organization where I was doing an actual community needs assessment for a CSR project. So while I was on the field, I was well equipped to, you know, how to take forward the discussions, you know, how to not just shoot questions, how to build up around the subject matter and not just, you know, be on the field. So I would say that this actually helped me to strengthen my skills while doing a primary research. Especially I actually visited a couple of times to villages after the Terry, and my course was completed. So I got more and more interested to be on the field. I always wanted a job which had, you know, a mixture of being both at the office and being on the field, and I would say the needs assessment was the starting point for it. And personally, I would say it was life altering, because there was so much to learn from. We, as sustainable development practitioners, we talk about sustainable development in different forms and sectors of our lives. But if you have to actually see what is sustainable development, you know, during the entire period of my stay with the family I was staying. I was staying with a Gujjar family. There was not even a single, I would say, plastic packet which was disposed of in any form. So, you know, we were very observant of the fact because their food came from the farm. It was pesticides free. There was no form of, external packaging included in anything. If they were buying something from the nearby small, you know, very, very small shops, they had their own bags. The water, as it was a water scarce region. So, you know, they were very mindful of how they were using the water. So I would say it was a life experience of what sustainability looks like. I would not say that, you know, I have adopted that completely in my life. But whenever someone talks about what is sustainable development to you, I look back to that experience of mine. And, you know, I would want to narrate that over and over again to anybody who wants to know what is sustainable development. So sometimes it is, you know, very, we are labeled as professionals, and Terry definitely has a larger role to play in all of our lives. And obviously the course, how it has been structured, but this, I would say, just make the most of the 15 days you are going to be on the field. It is actually going to be life-changing for everything you do from here on. So, you know, I'm working with the climate change now, but everything I can relate back to those 15 days that, you know, how climate has impacted. I remember when, while we were making the report, we were doing a comparison of what was the rainfall, and we were talking to, so it is a time series analysis. We were talking to the aged people in the community, and we were, you know, talking to them that how rainfall pattern has changed over years, and it has impacted their agriculture, food productivity, yield. So, you know, I can definitely relate to, I think almost all the aspects of what I am doing professionally now, practically with that 15 days. I have had a couple of chances to visit a field, but that was more professional and more, it was very result oriented. Here you have the flexibility to explore, grow, learn, unlearn professionally as well as personally. So yeah. One thing, you know, I wanted to talk about as a part of this podcast series is that, what all career options you can take up after you complete this course, because I'm sure that a lot of you would definitely have this in your mind. So I would say there are basically four different categories where I would after completing this course, you can, take up a job. One would be definitely working in some think tanks, think tanks like the Center for Policy Research or Center for Social Research, CSC is there, Observer Research Foundation is there, all these think tanks. As a research associate, or, you know, probably as in the starting early years of your life, you can be there as a part of a project where you will be assigned, some task as a part of the team where you will be conducting either primary or secondary research related to the area of the project, the subject matter of the project. One is this. The second is definitely, I was very interested in exploring about corporate social responsibility. So CSR is another area where you can, I did my minor internship in CSR. So it opened, that opened a lot of new opportunities for me later in my, when I was, searching for jobs as well, because I had some experience during my internship working for the CSR. Then CSR and sustainability reporting is, I would say, closely related. So sustainability reporting also is taught as one of the electives here. You guys can definitely opt for that. Then you can also be a consultant, like I'm working as a consultant. So you can also be a consultant either in the Big Four or, any other consultancy organizations, which usually get as a third party organization, they bid for projects and they get to undertake projects in the government of India. Like in my previous organization, when I was working with Ministry of Tribal Affairs, the contract was with KPMG and then Deloitte. So there you can be a part of. So it's there are multitude of plethora of options. So don't ever be very demotivated by the fact that there is only one thing we can be aligned to after you complete this course. This is one. Then you can also be associated at the if you are really interested in working in the last mile delivery and being a part of the project teams which deliver results, who implement the actual projects, then you can also be associated with usually in all these projects, the last mile delivery is either given to some local civil society organizations which are working, and who are well versed with the dynamics of the community. So you can be a part of any of the civil society organizations who are working in the, district or the villages where these schemes are being implemented. So yeah, these are some of the options you can opt for. I hope this helps.
It's very helpful what you just said, and I hope it helps other students as well when they listen to it. So yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.